Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 10X Mentor by Grant Cardone belongs to the business self-improvement and performance coaching category, closely aligned with Cardone's wider 10X body of work. Its central purpose is to translate the 10X philosophy into a mentoring frame set targets far beyond conventional expectations. Take action at a scale that matches those targets. And treat responsibility as the starting point for improvement rather than as a burden. Because detailed public information about this exact title is limited. The most reliable reading places it within Cardone's established themes from the 10X rule and related sales, entrepreneurship, and achievement material. The book is aimed primarily at entrepreneurs, sales professionals, business owners, and ambitious individuals who want a direct, high-intensity approach to performance. Its emphasis is not on reflection for its own sake, but on converting ambition into repeated action, disciplined goal review, and accountability under pressure. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, expanding goals beyond reasonable planning. A central idea associated with the 10X Mentor is that most people begin with goals that are too small, then underestimate the effort required to reach them. Cardone's 10X framework responds by urging readers to multiply their targets and think from a larger scale before planning action. The point is not merely to be optimistic. It is to prevent planning from being limited by current resources, social approval, or fear of failure. In this view, modest goals can create a false sense of safety because they require only ordinary levels of effort, and therefore leave little room for obstacles, delays, or competition. A larger goal forces a different calculation, more outreach, more skill development, more persistence, and a willingness to be visible. This is why goal expansion functions as a mechanism rather than a slogan. It changes the size of the problem the reader believes must be solved. The mentoring angle is important because the book positions ambition as something that often needs external pressure and correction. A mentor does not simply affirm existing goals. A mentor challenges whether those goals are large enough to justify serious commitment. Secondly, massive action as the practical engine of 10X thinking. The 10X philosophy is best known for connecting large goals with massive action. In Cardone work, ambition without disproportionate execution is treated as a common failure pattern. The practical implication is that readers should not interpret planning, learning, or waiting for confidence as substitutes for movement. Massive action means increasing the volume, frequency, and persistence of effort until results become more likely. In business and sales contexts, this can mean more calls, more follow-ups, more proposals, more customer contact, and a stronger tolerance for rejection. The book, therefore, frames action as a corrective to uncertainty. Instead of trying to predict the perfect path, the reader creates more opportunities by operating at a higher activity level. This idea can be useful because it converts vague desire into measurable behavior. It also exposes weak assumptions quickly. If a strategy does not work after significant execution, the problem becomes visible and can be adjusted. However, the emphasis is not on frantic activity for its own sake. Within the 10X model, action must remain tied to a clear target. Otherwise, intensity can become scattered effort rather than productive force. Thirdly, responsibility as a discipline for removing excuses. Another important theme is the demand for personal responsibility. Cardone frequently presents responsibility not as blame, but as a strategic position from which a person can act. If outcomes are explained mainly by the economy, competitors, unfair conditions, or other people, then the individual has fewer perceived options. By contrast, assuming responsibility expands the field of possible responses. The 10X Mentor appears to apply this principle in a coaching context. A mentor pushes the reader away from justification and toward controllable behavior. This does not mean that external barriers do not exist. Rather, the framework asks whether focusing on those barriers improves execution. In practical terms, responsibility means asking what additional action, skill, communication, follow-up, or adjustment could still be made. This is one reason the book fits entrepreneurial and sales audiences, where results often depend on repeated rejection, delayed payoffs, and uncertain conditions. The strength of this idea is that it can reduce passivity. Its limitation is that readers must apply it carefully, because complex structural problems cannot always be solved by individual effort alone. The useful version of the lesson is disciplined agency, not denial of real constraints. Fourthly, daily goal review is a tool for sustained pressure. Cardone's approach treats goals as active instruments rather than occasional statements. A recurring theme in his work is the importance of revisiting targets frequently so that attention, behavior, and identity stay aligned with them. In a mentoring framework, this practice matters because large goals are easy to dilute once daily obligations, fatigue, or criticism appear. Regular review keeps the gap between present behavior and desired outcome visible. That gap creates pressure. and the book presents pressure as useful when it is connected to action rather than anxiety. Daily goal review also prevents goals from becoming decorative. A target that is not checked against actual behavior has little power to direct choices. The practical reasoning is straightforward. People tend to act on what is present in attention. If the goal is repeatedly written, reviewed, or discussed, it has a better chance of influencing scheduling, risk-taking, communication, and persistence. This method is especially relevant to entrepreneurs and salespeople because their work often lacks external structure. The 10X Mentor, therefore, uses goal review as a substitute for passive motivation, making commitment more concrete and harder to ignore. Lastly, the strengths and limits of an aggressive performance model. The 10X Mentor stands out because it uses a direct, high-pressure model of performance. Its strength is clarity. Readers are not invited to spend much time on subtle self-analysis. They are pushed toward bigger targets, more action, and greater ownership. This can be valuable for people who already know what they want but habitually undercommit, procrastinate, or retreat after early resistance. The style also fits competitive environments where speed, volume, and persistence can materially affect outcomes. At the same time, the model has limits. Not every problem is solved by simply increasing action. Some situations require better strategy, rest, collaboration, technical skill, or careful risk assessment. The 10X framework can also feel excessive for readers who value balance or who work in fields where precision matters more than volume. A balanced reading, therefore, treats the book as a performance accelerator, not a complete philosophy of life. Its most useful contribution is not the idea that every person should pursue the same scale of ambition, but that many people underestimate both the size of their possible goals and the level of effort required to pursue them seriously. In conclusion, the 10X Mentor is most suitable for readers who respond well to direct coaching, high standards, and practical pressure. Entrepreneurs, sales professionals, independent operators, and business owners are likely to find the strongest value because the book speaks to environments where initiative, repeated outreach, and resilience strongly affect results. Its practical benefit is the way it links three elements that are often separated in self-improvement: writing larger goals, higher action volume, and personal accountability. Intellectually, the book is less concerned with psychological nuance than with a performance premise people often fail because they normalize average targets and average effort. Compared with many books in the achievement category, it stands out for its insistence on scale. It does not primarily offer comfort, reflection, or gradual habit design. Instead, it uses the mentor role to challenge the reader toward more demanding standards and more visible execution. Readers looking for a gentle, balanced, or research-heavy approach may find the tone too forceful. Readers who want a concise push toward ambition, disciplined follow-through, and measurable activity may find it useful. Its distinction lies in converting mentorship into a pressure system built around the 10X principle, rather than treating mentoring as general advice or encouragement. If you would like to support Grant Cardone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.